I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Marshall pastor for the day. John chapter 21, verses 15 to 23, contain a narrative that I find both comforting and challenging. It says, "When they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' He said, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' Again he said to him the second time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Shepherd, and tend my sheep.' He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was saddened and hurt that he should ask him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked about wherever you pleased to go. But now, when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will put a girdle around you and carry you where you do not wish to go.'" Jesus said this to indicate by what kind of death Peter would glorify God. And after this, he said to him, "Follow me." So, after a miraculous catch of fish, Jesus had breakfast on the beach with some of the disciples who had returned to their trade after Jesus' death, not knowing what else to do. Peter still felt the sting of his triple denial of Jesus at the nighttime trial, and had apparently written himself off as a true believer. So starting in verse 15, which is titled, "Jesus Reinstates Peter," Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And each time, Peter wholeheartedly responds, "Yes, Lord." It is important to note that Jesus challenged him once for each time Peter denied him during the trial. And this is followed by a prediction of how Peter was to die, and the command, "Follow me." Peter was reinstated with the same call that initially drew him from the fishing boats to be a disciple. This is what comforts me in this passage. Peter fails, is forgiven, and is reinstated as a disciple. But the challenge comes in verses 20 to 23, which says, "Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, the one who also had leaned back on his breast at the supper and had said, 'Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?' And when Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, 'Lord, what about this man?' Jesus said to him, 'If I want him to live till I come, what is that to you? You follow me.'" You see, Peter looked around at the other disciples and realized that Jesus had not demanded anything of them. And in essence, he says to Jesus, "What about these guys?" And Jesus' response remains the same: "You follow me." The raw point of this exchange, the most challenging part, sometimes the loneliest part, is that I must follow Jesus' lead regardless of what God asks others to do. I can't be looking at what others are allowed to do or not allowed to do, but concentrate on what I am allowed to do, what I am required to do, what suits Jesus best for me to do. Sometimes it means I join forces with others to accomplish one of Jesus' objectives, and other times it means I must proceed alone. The key for me is individual obedience, springing from a heart of gratitude, because like Peter, I have been reinstated by Jesus' grace and love. So, let each one of us follow fearlessly. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.